13 hours and you miss another dinner party and your wife won't speak to you and the book gets so late that you start missing entire camping holidays in the Pyrenees and your wife won't talk to you, particularly since the camping holiday was your idea and not hers and she was only going on it because you wanted to and now she has to go and do it by herself when you know perfectly well that she hates camping. So do I, incidentally. I'm making this bit up. And then more faxes come in demanding more introductions, this time for omnibus editions of books, each of which I have already written individual introductions to. After a while, I find I have written so many introductions that someone collects them all together and puts them in a book and asks me to write an introduction to it. So I miss another dinner party and also a scuba diving trip to the Azores, and I discover that the reason my wife isn't talking to me is that she is now, in fact, married to someone else. I am making this bit up as well, as far as I know. In the days when I used to be able to go to parties, in other words, in the days when I had only written a couple of books and the business of writing introductions to them had yet to become a full-time activity, it used to save a lot of time when you discovered that two of your friends didn't know each other just to say to them, "This is Peter, this is Paula, why don't you introduce yourselves?" This usually worked fantastically well, and before you knew it, Peter and Paula would be a happy couple going off on joint skiing holidays in the French Alps with your wife and her second husband. So, dear reader, this is the anniversary reissue of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio scripts. Why don't you introduce yourselves? I have enjoyed this little chat. How should prospective writers go about becoming an author? First of all, realize that it's very hard and that writing is a grueling and lonely business, and unless you are extremely lucky, badly paid as well. You had better really, really, really want to do it. Next, you have to write something. Unless you are committed to novel writing exclusively, I suggest that you start out writing for radio. It's still a relatively easy medium to get into because it pays so badly. But it is a great medium for writers because it relies so much on the imagination. You will learn a tremendous amount from it and maybe get some useful exposure. Unfinished business of the century. Just a few more days to go. I think it's important not to leave a century, let alone a millennium, without cleaning up behind you, and there is clearly unfinished business to attend to. I suggest that the Net community should try to identify this unfinished business and see if, between us, we can't get it squared away so that we can all enjoy the New Year celebrations with a sense of a century well done. But first, a word to the pedants. Yes, I know you all think that the millennium doesn't change till a year later, and very tedious you are about it too. In fact, you are so keen to have something you can wag your fingers at the rest of the world about that you are completely missing the point. It has no significance whatsoever. It is merely an excuse to go, "Whoa, look at that!